Jesus in the everyday, me and you. The Good News in Shoes.
This is the Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
Welcome to the Positive Change Broadcast. I'm Robert Cook, and today we shall experience together a positive change.
But if you're limited by what you can see and you say whatever I can't see, touch, taste, smell, feel, or hear doesn't exist, you are limited. And you will never know God like that. But you can know him after you believe in him. And this is the important part today. I believe, but tell you the truth, I know. Back in the 80s when I came into the Word and I'd watch Oral Roberts or Kenneth Copeland or watch somebody on TV or Hagin or somebody, I'd look and say, man, you know, these guys are, I know God. I mean, I love God and I'm a believer. I confess Jesus Lord, but it's something about that pastor, that minister, you know what I'm saying? They just got a little something. You know, you ever look something, some of y'all, I hope, look at me sometimes. Well, Pastor Cook looked like he's sure of that. He looked like he's fixed in it. I didn't start there. And God told me once in prayer, he said, they know me and you believe in me. And I couldn't get to know him until I believed in him, trusted him, obeyed and followed his word, and he's proven to me he's real. I've heard his voice. I've followed his direction. He's given me word of wisdom, word of knowledge. I laid hands on the sick and recover. I know through empirical evidence, and you know through empirical evidence, you believe because you don't have empirical evidence. Thank God said you can come to him if you just believe in him. But he said they that believe in God and obey him, he will introduce himself to him. He will give you the evidence. When you lay hands on the sick and they're not supposed to get healed and they get healed, that's evidence. When God tells you to go do something with your life and you step out in faith and you're not sure of it, but you take that step of faith and you go do that and it works out just like that again, 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 and again. Wow, God did it before. God's going to do it again. And you can tell people, I know God's going to do that. That's how you hear people with their boldness. Their boldness come because they come to know God. The Bible says they that know their God shall be strong and do great exploits. Didn't say they that just believe, they that know. But you got to start with belief. I never could have got to know God if I refused to believe God. I never can get to know him as much as I need to if I won't believe every word. Believe that I'm supposed to tithe. Believe I'm supposed to watch my mouth. Believe I'm supposed to change my eating habits. Believe I'm supposed to do those things. I had to believe and do. Then I saw that what I did that I believed came to pass. It must be somebody behind there because that word is true. Who spoke it? I know who spoke it. The one I first believed in. Jesus Christ, our Lord. And the Father spoke to him because he said, I say nothing except I hear my Father say it. I do nothing except I see my Father do it. So it's all from God. And it's awesome if you can look in your heart, which you can, because you can believe whatever you want to. Just like you believe Thomas Jefferson was one of the presidents, and you believe these things. I've never met Obama. I've seen pictures of a guy they say is Obama. I really don't know if Obama's the president. For all I know, Obama's a robot. I don't know. If you talk about what I know, because I just met the man. With TV and media and newspapers, you can say anything. They're always discovering they said stuff that wasn't true. But this is the problem. If you choose to believe the lie instead of the truth, you'll be sorry. The truth is Jesus Christ lived and died. The truth is that man came and did exactly what was prophesied to him 2,000 to 4,000 years before that. He fulfilled every promise, did everything they said. Nobody else in history, in all of history, with all the people who've been born since then, which are more than was born prior to that, none of them have met those requirements of what the law said. None of them have met that. Just one man in history fit the bill of what the Old Testament prophets had written thousands of years before. Only one man. And people don't want to believe. Look at the evidence, the historical record. Don't let people pretend there's no evidence for the Bible. There's evidence of the Bible. They swore up and down science, those that need empirical evidence, that Ur of the Chaldees couldn't exist because they referenced running water. Then they found Ur of the Chaldees over there in Iraq, Iran area, and they dug it up, and they excavated it, and they said, there's clay pipes here running from the river. They actually found running water. There's some interesting things if you study how science proves the Bible, and you go on the internet and look it up. There's so much proof that they don't want to talk about it. They don't even want to talk about it. There's so much proof of things. I mean, it's not as simple as the ontological argument of there is a creation, therefore there must be a creator. It's deeper than that. It's science. It's history. There's so much history that a man named Jesus Christ lived, existed, and did what he did and said. Let's stop and think. Peter, Paul, and John are in biblical history, and they're also in Roman history. These people actually existed. If you had a man, a charlatan, a fake, and a phony, tell you all these things about his father in heaven, all that, then you go and you watch him throw him up on the cross, watch him bleed out, you'd be like, this thing is over. You'll run up in the upper room and you'll hide, just like they did to get away from the Jews. But he appeared to them. And he said, did I not tell you that on the third day, if you tore this temple up, I will raise it up? And the father raised him up with an outstretched arm. And these people went out and they all gave the rest of their life to preaching the gospel. Why would you do that unless you saw something, heard something, felt something, something happened? Otherwise, you would just believe he's dead like everybody else who died. He was lying. He didn't come back. He didn't do any of that because he said it all before and it was prophesied of him. So he only said what was already written. Would you, if some fake prophet, preacher, whatever, you follow him for 3.5 years, the man say he's coming back, he get up there and die, the people looking for you to crucify you too, would you go out preaching that unless you knew that you knew that you knew? A sensible person wouldn't do that. You'd be like, it was fake, he didn't come back. We was all messed up. It was like following some fake leader. It didn't work out. But that's not what happened. They got even more bolder, and they went out and preached his name, and they died preaching that name. Because they would not turn away because they said, I know in whom I believe. I believe. I know in whom I believe. I know it. Who do you believe in? You can believe whatever you want to, but it's not the truth. It's going to cost you. Again, absence of evidence is not evidence of absence. Absence of evidence is not evidence that something doesn't exist. So you cannot look to God through your natural senses. You have to look to God through the eye of faith, through belief, and then you'll see. You'll see. Does the Bible not tell us in Psalms 34:8 that if we taste of the Lord, we'll see he's good? You just go and live the life. Do what he said do. Get born again. You'll see. How many people got born again on faith, but they know there's a God now? How many people believe in God? Hands go up. If you press in and you obey his word, you'll get the evidence you need to know there's a God. And then, and only then, will you be bold and strong to do the works of Jesus when you know. Act in faith and belief, but then you'll act on knowledge when you know. And God, that's the process he used to reveal himself. You get to know him, you do the word, you get the evidence, you're like, wow, I'm bold in this thing. I know there's a God. Let's examine what Jesus had to talk to Thomas, a guy who had a little problem with his believing. He needed to walk by sight. Let's turn, if you would, with me to John 20:19. John 20:19, and we're going to read from the New King James Version. It says, then the same day at evening, being the first day of the week, when the doors were shut where the disciples were assembled. Jesus had been crucified. He's in the grave. It's been a couple of days now. And they're like, dang, you know, he ain't been risen, and we got to hide from these people. They're going to do that. Did y'all see what they did to Jesus? They're going to do that to us. Oh, they crucified our Lord. I mean, they're hiding. They're hiding from the Jews. It says that they were shut where the disciples were assembled for the fear of the Jews. But Jesus came and stood in the midst of them. He's supposed to be dead. But he came and stood in the midst of them. And he said to them, peace be with you. That's got to be a startling thing. Peace be with you. When he had said this, he showed them his hands and his side. Then the disciples were glad when they saw the Lord. So Jesus said to them again, peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, now I've sent you. I said I would go. I said I would come back. I'm here. See, here I am. Look, here I am. It's me. Here I am. Now I want you to go out and carry this gospel. That was the impetus to cause those men to go out and be as bold as they were. To every one of those original apostles died preaching the faith. They never turned back or turned away from him because they knew that he was the Lord, that he was God. Peter knew it by faith before that because Jesus said, who do you say I am? He said, thou art the Son of God. He said, be quiet. Flesh and blood hath not revealed this to you, but the Spirit of my Father in heaven. They knew. They believed. Now they know. They knew what everything he was doing. They knew then. God's not afraid to give you evidence. He just doesn't give it to you in advance because he's pleased by faith. He's pleased by people say, I believe. I believe the report. Jesus asked the question, who shall believe our report? He's always looking for somebody to believe the report of him, to believe, because he wants those to come to him who come by belief, those who come by faith. That's a belief. Faith, the difference between faith and belief. Belief is you believe something. Faith is you act like you believe it. There's some people in this room, you believe in God, but you don't have any faith, or you got little, small faith because you act like you don't believe any. Get in faith and you'll know God. He revealed himself to you. Now let's look. Here in this story, they commonly call this guy Thomas, Doubting Thomas. And that's actually a misnomer because he's not Doubting Thomas. He's flat out Unbelieving Thomas. What's the difference? Let's look at it. Doubt. Doubt is to be uncertain about, to consider questionable or unlikely. Doubting is like, maybe it's true, maybe it's not. I really don't know. I don't have enough evidence. I ain't saying it ain't true. I'm not saying it is true, but I kind of doubt that it's true. You know what I'm saying? That's doubt. Now, unbelief is defined as disbelief, rejection of belief, refusal to believe. Now, what does Thomas's statement, I will not believe, sound like to you? Doubt or unbelief? I will not to believe. My will is not to believe. That doesn't sound like somebody, well, you know, maybe that's Jesus. Maybe y'all saw him. Maybe y'all didn't see him. I don't really know. I don't know if y'all saw him, if y'all, I kind of doubt you saw him because I saw him hang him up there, put him up on the tree. But you know, I don't know. Thomas said, I ain't going to believe that. I am not going to believe that. Do not try and tell me Jesus lied. He's dead. I saw the body. That's unbelief, people.
Hello, friends and partners. I want to make you aware of an urgent need and ask for your help. For months now, it's been progressively difficult to bear the financial load of this broadcast without your assistance. I want you to honestly consider the value of this program to you and your family and give generously today to help the Positive Change broadcast remain on your station. If you have a church that you attend regularly, your tithe belongs there. But if the Positive Change broadcast is the storehouse where you receive the majority of your spiritual teaching, please consider paying your tithe into this ministry until you find a home church. Also, if you have a church and you've been receiving the Word of God in the mornings from this broadcast, give your best offering today so the Positive Change broadcast can continue being available to you in the mornings when you get ready for your day or on your commute to work. The Positive Change broadcast has been available on this station for 6 years, but I need you to give online today at joyfaith.com and pay your tithe and or give a generous offering so we can continue sharing our mornings. I believe your generous seed sown into this good soil will reap a mighty harvest. Let's pray. Father, I thank you that each person whom this ministry has blessed will bless this ministry today. I thank you that as they sow generously into the good soil, that each one of them will reap a continual harvest. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. I'm looking forward to hearing from you online at joyfaith.com today. It's the most convenient way to give. You can give by debit, credit, or online check. So log on to joyfaith.com today so the Positive Change broadcast can continue on this station. Be blessed and have an awesome day. Thank you for helping me make a positive change in the lives of the listeners in your area. Joy Faith Christian Center is located at Military Trail, two blocks south of 45th Street in the Palm Beach Lakes High School Performing Arts Auditorium. Come this Sunday and be a part of our worship service at 11 a.m. You'll experience praise and worship, practical and useful teaching in a comfortable, casual setting, and a warm welcome from the Joy Faith family. Joy Faith is an awesome church for you to learn the Word of God, develop your spiritual gifts and talents with believers just like you. So meet me this Sunday at 3505 Shiloh Drive in West Palm Beach, Florida, 33407. I look forward to greeting you in person this Sunday at the Palm Beach Lakes High School Performing Arts Auditorium. I'm Robert Cook. Thank you for joining me today. I believe you've got something that you can use to make a positive change in your life.
Depression, anxiety, panic attacks, guilt, self-esteem, and stress. Problems that affect individuals.